Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast, Create Your Career. This is Contemplation with Christoph, number 65, episode number 174, maybe 175. I have the two segments, the contemplations where it's just me, the conversations where I have incredible guests, and of course, I have the best fan base ever. You guys are awesome. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing the podcast. That is the best way to get the word out and spark the conversation, which is super, super important. I did want to say that these contemplations are things that come up in my life that I want to share and things that I see on social media that should be talked about because I do believe in having the conversation. Having said that, if there's a topic that you want me to cover, or maybe it's a topic that I've already covered and you want me to talk about it in a different light because you have a different viewpoint on it, I would totally be open to talking about that. I would love to talk about that, actually. You can find this episode and all the other contemplations and the conversations on christophlewis.com/podcast or on any of your most favorite podcasting apps. And you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And now it's time for the book challenge. And I'm reading one book a week for a year. Last week, I read Build the Fort by Chris Hively. And this week, I am reading the best biography I've read so far. It's just called Patton. It's about George Patton, General George Patton, and it's by Martin Blumenson, and it's really, really good, and it's a little bit longer, and tomorrow will be a week of reading it, and even though I'm ahead, I'm actually behind on the week, so yeah, it's just really good, and I'm just more concerned about consuming the information than like speeding through a book. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 108, and that was with Miss Kirsty Ennis. Kirsty Ennis is a veteran who lost her leg in an accident in Afghanistan, a helicopter accident more specifically, and her journey is stupendous. It's absolutely insane, and I highly, highly encourage you to check out that conversation from yesterday. Today, I'm going to speak with you about experience life instead of dreaming about it. So let's experience this episode and get into it. This quote, I wrote it down the other day. You guys know I have the quotes on my Instagram, and they're just things that come up in my life that I'm pondering on, that I'm doing my seriously, my own contemplating on, that I have conversations with other people on, and these are just really important things in my life, and I'm not saying they're going to be important in your life, but I want to share my experiences. And one of the things I see a lot is people are dreaming about things. People love to talk about things. People love to say they want to do things and they want to have things because it feels good. And I'm no doctor, man, but I guarantee you that it releases something in your brain. When you say you want to do something, it feels good. It feels almost like you've already done it because you're dreaming about it as you're saying it. And it's so good to dream. It's so good to dream, but it cannot stop there. You need to be able to have the conversation, spark the conversation like I've been talking about. You need to have the conversation in the first place. You need to get it out instead of having it in your head. That's good. So dream about it. Have the idea. Expand on the idea within your head, but it can't just stop there. Too many times we see people that are just continuously saying, oh, I want to do this, or I want to do that. I want to quit this job. How cool would it be to quit this job? Or I plan on quitting this job, or I want to have this thing. I want to have this house. I want to do this in my life. I want my kids to have this. I want to live in this place. And if you can't tell, these are tons of things that we hear in our day-to-day life. Like I was just talking to a friend of mine. He's like, I don't want to stay at this job. And I have everybody around me saying, oh, I just want to be here for years. And I can't wait to climb up the ladder. And he's like, oh man, everybody's just saying about doing these things. And some of them are saying they want to leave. And nobody ever, do they ever really leave? Not really. No, the vast majority does not. So are you in the majority or are you in the minority? I would much rather be in the minority of people that are going out there, not just dreaming and going out there and experiencing life and not getting tossed around in what we love to call the rat race. And man, people aren't racing. And speaking of racing, people ain't racing to do anything but just go about their day monotonous, through and through. That's all it is. Wake up, go to work, come home, go to sleep, do it all over again. And I'm just like, I had to write this as a quote the other day. Experience life instead of dreaming about it. Dream, dream, dream. I encourage you to dream, and I encourage you to 10X that dream. I am a huge advocate of Grant Cardone's book, 10X, because when I read that, I realized that it's not just a bunch of bullshit. And if you shoot for the stars and you hit the moon, or is it the moon and the stars? See, the stars are farther than the moon, so that saying's bullshit anyways. But if you shoot 10X and you only hit 7, 5, 3, or even 2, and originally you were shooting for 1X, you are already above where you were going to be in the beginning. So why not set your goals even higher? But it doesn't just stop with setting your goals higher. Setting your goals higher is dreaming about it, doing a to-do list. And you know, to-do lists don't mean shit unless you actually get it done. You should have a get done list, get shit done list, and actually get those things done. Because a to-do list isn't, there is no reason why you should get to the end of your day and not have done all of those things. And I am horrible at this. I say this in guilt, like dripping with guilt, as my whiteboard's behind me and I have things that are not checked off. And I say it because I'm guilty of it and I know I need to work on it. So in full transparency, yes, that's why I'm saying it. So I am doing my damned best to dream 10X and then in turn take that 10X dream and experiencing life by actually executing on it. Because we know that one of my favorite sayings is you're either going to do it or you're not. It's that simple. Are you making excuses or are you getting it done? Now, some people have argued this with me, and to each their own. I highly encourage you to disagree with me in a sense if you can back it up, properly articulate yourself without getting all high-heated and completely emotional. You need to have people challenge your thoughts and your opinions and your dreams even, you know? Let's keep it real. You need to be that type of person. You need to have this type of people in your life. But I personally stand by you're either going to do it or you're not going to do it. If you are telling me that, you know, you got 2 kids and 2 jobs and you can't do it because you're a single mom, I empathize. I truly empathize. Believe me, with a full-time job, just moving and losing a lot of money because of a lot of things in my life, and we're raising a child and we're in a new location, I know how shitty and hard it can be. But I know that there's somebody who has it worse than me. And yes, our positions in life are all relative, but there's somebody out there with 3 kids and 3 jobs that's getting it done. You know what? So like saying why you're not getting it done is just that. It may be a fact and it may be really hard. And I truly empathize with you. I do. And you can believe me or you cannot. And I hope if you listen to a couple of these episodes, you understand that I am being sincere and I get it. And I'm not trying to downplay what's in your life. And if maybe you are getting offended right now, if that is you, then maybe this is the podcast about you. Maybe you are the one that's making excuses and you're getting mad because you know that you're not doing it and you may be making excuses. And I want to be the friend in your life that's going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. I wouldn't want that friend in my life that's just going to tell me, well, yeah, man, your life is really hard, and just throw fuel on the fire and say, yeah, man, I wouldn't be able to do it either. Fuck that. You can do it. You don't have to sell yourself short, and you absolutely can go out there and make the time for it. I guarantee it. And I don't care about other people's lives in the sense of it's harder or it's easier, because it's all relative. It's all relative. And what matters is you and your family and helping other people. But you can't do any of those other things unless you help yourself first. And it starts with not making excuses, getting out there, dreaming about it, 10Xing that dream, and then getting out there and executing it and experiencing life instead of just dreaming about it. So it's time for recap. Experience your life instead of just dreaming about it. It starts with dreaming about it, then it continues by 10Xing that dream and then getting out there and executing those dreams and experiencing life for what it's worth. It's not about making excuses. You're either going to do it or you're not. It doesn't matter if somebody has it worse or somebody has it less. You matter. But regardless, you cannot help your family or help other people in this life that I so passionately talk about helping other people. You can't do that unless you help yourself. And if you are the one that's making excuses and getting upset and getting emotional about you not having the time to do it, then you need to work on you, because I'm going to always tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. And I would want the reciprocal. And I hope that you are that friend to your friends and your family when those people need to hear what they need to hear, because that is true growth. That is a true subscription in the fullest to a growth mindset. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening. Remember, just sharing this is the best way to help me. I greatly appreciate that. And you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. I mean all of these things in the most sincere of ways. And like I do say, and I did say today, if you disagree, come hit me up on Instagram and direct message me or email me on the website. I would love to have this conversation, because maybe I missed something. Because I understand that we're not going to agree on everything, but maybe I missed something, and I'd love to talk about that. And I'd love for you to shed some light on how I can improve. And thank you for listening. And if you do reach out, thank you for taking the time to reach out. But if you do like the episode, I just encourage you to share it with other people if they need to hear it, maybe. And thanks for listening, but you can't only listen to this stuff. So my challenge to you today is to contemplate to yourself, are you going to get it done or are you not? Are you making excuses? Are you just dreaming? Or are you going out there and are you experiencing your life? You gotta help other people in this life and your family, but you can't do it if you can't help yourself. So get out there and stop making excuses. Change yourself and change the world. And I mean that. You can do that. You can change the world. You absolutely can. If nobody had that thought, then the world would never change. And the world is changing for the better because of people like you that are going out there and getting it done and that believe in themselves and know that they don't have to sell themselves short. So have the best Friday ever. Enjoy it for yourself, for your family. Go out there and have fun. Work some. Don't let the weekend slip by, but also enjoy your life and have a good weekend. And I'll talk to you next week. Have the best night ever.